Something strange is going on with the wildlife at Midland Park, and two nature-loving kids are the only ones nosy enough to get to the bottom of it. Join Asha and Ollie as they team up on a journey to unearth the deep secrets of the animal kingdom, full of secret subterranean headquarters, dangerous missions, a surly squirrel, a pedantic polar bear, and a yodeling leopard gecko named Phoebe. Earth Rangers Underground, a mysterious new comedy adventure from 9-Story Media, coming this spring wherever you get your podcasts.
There are kids in this world who are different, special. They go to school in a place you can't find on a map. And they're about to get a new classmate.
Doesn't look so good. Is he bleeding?
Over here, Brenly.
I'll steer the boat in. You guys hop out.
Penn!
Thanks for coming to find us.
Jude, can you hear me?
You don't have to yell.
What happened?
It was a screwdriver in the stomach.
What?
Mistaken for a robot. Again.
Leave the inappropriate jokes to me, Paddington. I'm Casey. What say we tend to that wound of yours?
You know first aid?
What do you think? I grabbed some supplies on the way out of the lab. Let's take a look at that wound. Okay, that screwdriver did a number on you, huh?
Who did this, Pen? Who attacked him?
He didn't mean to hurt me.
He who?
Let's clean that up, okay? Brinley, I'm gonna need you to hold this towel and apply pressure. It's probably not going to feel awesome, Jude. Ready?
Sorry.
It's all good.
Doesn't look good.
Penn, you should probably back away from Brinley.
Oh, right.
It was Kazu.
What?
My new roommate. The kid was... he was scared.
Kid? Wait, are you saying that when coffee breath Kazu got sucked into the portal?
Sweep the block!
Someone's up there. Security, I think.
Get out of here.
We need to get you to a hospital.
No time for that. I got this.
You got what?
Like I said, I have prior field experience. Let's just say I was forced to grow up fast.
Are you sure?
If you can drive the boat, I can stitch him up.
With what? Seaweed?
I grabbed a needle and some metallic thread from the lab, too.
That sounds pleasant.
Any port in a storm. So, you game, Prince Charming?
Do I have a choice?
Nope. Brinley, I know the water's pretty choppy. Can you drive the boat? Try to keep her steady?
I'll do my best. Okay, onto the boat, Jude.
Wait. If Penn gets in the boat with Brinley, bye-bye memories.
I have an idea. We can tie this to the back and you can drag me on it.
Tie what? Wait. Is that?
Our little surprise.
Penn, were you stealing the bassinet when Jude was attacked?
I wanted you to have it all in one place, Brim. The baby, the battery, and the bassinet. So you might finally get the answers you're searching for. I did this for you.
Jude? Jude, you still with us? Better hit it, Brinley. Steady as she goes.
Don't mess this up, Casey!
Rowing and rowing and not getting anywhere.
I know. Whatever caused that rumbling seems to have agitated the water.
Well, the water isn't the only one that's agitated.
I get it, but rowing into the waves, it's kind of what we do. Me, my family, Brinley, we go towards the danger.
Why?
For each other. We did it for my sister Holiday, and now we're this close to saving Brinley.
And finding out what happened to Mila.
Hey, do you see that? Out near those rocks.
Looks like people.
Hey,
Okay, Brinley, Remy, the patient is out of surgery. You should move him to the rocks.
Is he?
We'll have to see when he wakes up, but he's not bleeding out, so I'll take that as a win.
Listen, Casey.
Yeah, yeah. Let's not ruin the moment by you thanking me and me getting uncomfortable, and then you get uncomfortable. What's the deal with you and Prince Harry anyway?
He's my friend, and I want him to, you know, not die. Come on, Remy.
Let's go. Be gentle.
Hello. Battery, is it?
Ah, baby. We meet again.
Kind of weird to be here together on this beach with... Dun-dun-dun! The bassinet.
Funny, but not funny.
Exactly. We probably should talk.
You know something I don't? About what happened down there? What my mother was trying to do?
I mean... kinda? Maybe?
Why do I get the feeling I'm not gonna like hearing it?
We don't have to do this now. I just stitched up a dude's guts on a moving motorboat. Maybe we just take a minute to sit here, watch the water, and breathe?
Yeah, I'd like that.
Down over here on the towel.
Okay.
Hello.
You're awake.
Pain confirms it.
Glad you're okay, Jude. I'm gonna get you some water.
Thank you.
Cybot, why don't you keep me company?
Why would you want company to... Oh, you want to give them a moment alone. I understand.
You're not supposed to say it out loud.
I'd prefer to stay with Brinley. It's in my programming, but I'll go into sleep mode.
Suit yourself.
So, what's new?
You stole the bassinet.
Borrowed.
Penn said you did it for me?
Well, you already had the baby in the battery, had to complete the set.
Why?
Because... finding out the mystery of the school and what your mum was doing here, finally getting the answers about why she left, that's worth so much more than a scratch from a silly screwdriver.
I didn't know it meant so much to you.
It means so much to me because you mean so much to me. And surely you know that by now.
I was really scared when I saw you on that beach.
I was scared as well, till I saw you pull up. Now, I hope I'm not making you uncomfortable. I suppose it's just... something about watching blood leak out of your body makes you realize that time isn't something to take for granted.
Jude.
When I opened my eyes just now and I saw you standing over me, I knew I had to finally be honest to let you know what you've brought to me, to this place. Before you showed up, my life was small and safe, and you arrived and you... with you came drama and excitement and mystery and...
danger.
Life. And I don't want to lose that. I don't want to lose you. I believe things happen for a reason. People connect across all logic, across unthinkable obstacles. And I know your heart lies with Cyrus, Brinley, and I'm not trying to change your feelings. I just hope he fully appreciates how special and brilliant and infuriating and beautiful...
Please stop talking.
But I...
stop!
I'm sorry. You're right. I've overstepped.
No, it's just really hard to kiss you when you're talking so much.
Oh. Oh.
See how much better it is when you just...
shh. Brinley?
Cyrus?
Hope we're not interrupting.
Casey, what are you doing here?
You took the words right out of my mouth.
She took them out of someone's mouth.
Hey, now that you've listened to this week's episodes, head on over to the GZM Rewind feed to hear me and the creators talk about the latest episodes with special guests, including cast members and superfans.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM shows. Imagination amplified. I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, I'm Amy.
I'm Oded.
I'm Ethan.
I'm Alma.
And we're a GZM family.
Join us and listen to 4th and Inches.
Here we go, brownies. Here we go.
Do you wish this was you? Go to gzmshows.com/shoutout to learn more. And you may hear your GZM family at the end of a podcast. Let your voice be heard at gzmshows.com/shoutout.